B-Pod Studios.
The Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Quick story. Antonio Brown is walking past the weight room in training camp. Uh-huh. And right now we hear that Mike Wallace has turned down his deal. He's going. Antonio's going into his third year. You hear that Mike Wallace has turned down his deal. And I knew already that they were going to offer Antonio. And he's walking past, and I turn to the strength coach, and I say, when you give him money, you're going to create a monster. That day in practice, Antonio and I almost get into a fight because he's saying things to Coach LeBeau. He's screaming at Coach LeBeau, screaming at us defensively, don't touch me. I'm the franchise, this and that.
That's the voice of Ryan Clark. I'm with Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. Man, Antonio Brown sounds like a guy you'd want to play with, huh?
Man, I for how many years I sit here and I say, boy, it must be nice to be Ben Roethlisberger. They always put good receivers around you. You have all this talent to throw to. That must have been a nightmare for every meeting and every practice and every game to micromanage that guy. And you just had this other opinion of him, like he's the best receiver that we've seen in, yeah, 10 years. Like I think he's the top guy. Guy's a game breaker. Catches everything. One hand, two hands. Return game. Just flawless. And just, God, he's a DB, though. You hear these stories now. That's Ryan Clark telling you, Dick LeBeau and him couldn't even bump him in practice. Don't touch me. I'm the franchise.
Yeah, screaming at Dick LeBeau, who
like,
was.
Those are real stories.
How long did Dick LeBeau coach in the NFL?
He coached
40 years.
He coached so many years. He got inducted into the Hall of Fame and still kept coaching. That's how long he coached.
So,
and he's yelling at him.
I'm the franchise.
Wow.
How you like that? Now, that goes back a number of years. That's before he had been re-upped and given his contract. And Ryan Clark said, I told them, you give this kid money, he's going to turn into a monster. Because then he knows. He knows he's in a situation like the one he's in now. Steelers can't trade him, at least not until next summer.
He was upset the other day. He went out and bought a $20,000 fur jacket. That's how he fixed his day the other day when he was really upset about the way things went down. Just an odd duck, man. That's
so,
a shame because that guy's good.
Yesterday,
so good.
I know you weren't here, but you definitely heard all the Mike Tomlin stuff and everything that was being said. And Mike Tomlin, you know, he did a good job of balancing, not completely trashing the player, but telling you what was happening there because they've obviously hit their limit on dealing with this guy. And he's so talented and he's so good and they need him. And they were put in a situation where they couldn't play him last Sunday. No way they could play him last Sunday after everything that had happened. Apparently so. The thing that really led to the blow-up was that he was not named team MVP.
Juju Smith-Schuster was voted team MVP. And this guy goes nuts and off his rocker. And then he has the audacity to have his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, to call Mike Tomlin on Sunday morning and say, you know what? Antonio's feeling better today. He feels he can help you. He feels he can help you win. I'd have freaking hung the phone up right on him. Call me on game day, sports agent. Who the hell are you?
This is coming from Burt Breer, who reported this, saying that Smith-Schuster was voted the MVP of the team after the team's Week 16 loss to the Saints.
Deservedly so.
When Brown recorded 14 receptions for 185 yards and two touchdowns. He was just frustrated, one source told Breer. The MVP vote, it's those things that set him off. He was unreal in New Orleans. We still lost, and the vote comes out, and it's Juju. So he shows up for work. He's not voted MVP. He's in a bad way, and that carried over into the walkthrough. And that's what led to the blow-up, the fact that he was not voted as his team's MVP.
What a child.
What an absolute child.
Wait a minute, that's got to be after week 15.
Terrible organization that votes for MVP with a week left in the season. You're not in the playoffs yet. You need to win to get in the playoffs.
This is what we did. This is what we did with the captain vote one year when Pete Carroll was head coach. And this year we got into the playoffs. Right? We beat San Francisco. Bruce Armstrong was elected captain prior to the start of the season. Pete thought, gee, it'd be a neat thing to have playoff captains. Bruce wasn't reelected playoff captain. He went to tech.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, same guy.
What are you doing? What are you doing voting on things at the end? Why do you do that?
You think Antonio Brown would have been that upset if James Conner was named the MVP and not on the guy at his position?
Nope. Nope.
I think it could have been anybody else. If it wasn't him, it was going to piss him off.
I think it's the other receiver. That's what pissed him off.
It's Juju. It's my show, not your show. He doesn't like Juju stepping on his toes. Never has, never will. Juju's good, and he knows it.
So that, according to Burt Breer, is what
Juju takes away from his productivity.
What put that guy in a bad way. So Antonio Brown yesterday, after quitting on his team in the final week of the season, has his head coach at the podium.
Who's got fumbled, too? Juju. Antonio's like, I catch 14 balls. He fumbles. You going to vote him MVP?
He's got the head coach of his team at the podium sort of outing him on everything that he did the week before. So that's going on. He takes to Instagram in a video with James Harrison. Like, of all the guys you could align yourself with, James Harrison is the guy that he chose to do it with. Another guy who quit on the Steelers. So you've got these two guys now, like, mocking the day, mocking what was going on, saying, I've got a big press conference, I've got an exclusive interview, all this nonsense. And then Antonio Brown capped the night, and now this was not live, this was pre-recorded, by being on a game show type of program.
I've never heard of this thing.
It's brand new. Last night was the first episode ever, where celebrities sing while in costume, and they are masked. It's called The Masked Singer.
Oh,
and
that's crazy. Yeah. You mean you can't see who it is?
Wait, are you going to tell me? Because I recorded it, and I haven't watched it yet. Don't spoil it for me. I love all these singing shows. They're the best.
There are clues that they give about who the celebrity may have been that performs, and they reveal, I guess, one per show. I guess that's what happens. Out of all the people that sing, one celebrity gets revealed at the end of each hour of the show. And last night, play it, Tom, if you got it. You've got Antonio Brown singing My Prerogative on a game show type of show on Fox last night. This is Antonio Brown. Everybody's talking all the stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? I don't need permission. Okay. Did you pick a more fitting song? That's My Prerogative. Yep.
Bat leaf, Chris.
Can you imagine?
Being,
yeah.
Being, sounds like
and that's like the live commentary. Jenny McCarthy's on the panel.
Big kid.
Yeah. It's Nicole Scherzinger, Jenny McCarthy.
Scherzinger?
Is that her name?
Scherzer.
No.
Yeah, the Spice Girl?
Yeah.
Scherzer.
Yeah, No. Hold on.
Maybe you're right.
I thought it was Nicole Scherzer. I'll tell you. Nope. I'll tell you what the name was. There's the guy from The Hangover, Dr. Chow there.
Oh, yeah, Leslie Chow.
Leslie Chow
okay.
is in it.
Fat boy.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger, that's her.
Yeah, you're right.
So the object of the show is to listen to the singer and try and figure out
and Robin Thicke. Those are the four people.
Oh, I like him.
Those are the four people on the panel. And they all sit there and like
one hit.
Talk with each other while it's going on, trying to figure out who it is.
His hit, he didn't even get any money from that.
Yeah, he stole it from Marvin Gaye. So, anyway... Last night. Can you imagine being a Steeler fan yesterday watching all this crap play out?
Oh, it's great.
Watching that go down?
So, think about it moving forward. So, you got an aging quarterback who has contemplated retirement.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to have Le'Veon Bell back next year. This guy's not going to be back next year. I mean, do they know Tomlin's the right guy? Yeah, I guess so. Because he didn't get popped. I thought there was a chance he may have gotten fired.
It doesn't sound like they even considered that, by the way.
No, but I mean, like, as you look at the AFC and how it's going to shape out next year, which teams are getting better? Which ones are getting worse? Patriots with the schedule and everything. And we went over the schedule the other day. That's a great home schedule for season ticket holders. And we really don't have far to travel except Miami and Houston next year. So if you stay healthy and keep your bleep together, you should be having a nice little tidy run for next year, too. Because Pittsburgh doesn't look like a world beater.
What's the reveal like on that TV show when they finally, they say it's Antonio Brown? Does anybody care?
I saw the replay this morning.
It didn't really feel like anyone cared.
Yeah. I think 60% of the people who were there didn't know who he was.
I didn't hear the clip ahead of time. I thought it was going to be like amazing singing.
Yeah.
Like this guy's singing amazing and like, oh my God, that's an athlete singing. Like,
right.
No, it's just like.
Just an average.
So this thing will last 3 months.
Like the singing doesn't even have to be a factor.
Right.
I don't get why they need singing.
They showed the replay this morning on the news and the guy had to go, oh my God, look, it's. It's Don't wide receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who's behind the mask?
Yeah, shut your face.
Take it off. Take it off.
Nick Cannon would be very nice. She's standing there waiting for him to take the mask off. So what are the odds? I mean, Antonio Brown, not exactly a household face. Household name for NFL fans.
What are the odds that he...
If he doesn't have a fur coat on, I don't recognize
took the mask off and people in the audience and like some of the panels didn't know who it was.
Oh, decent chance.
I think 50% of the crowd that was there didn't know who he was.
There was a short-lived MTV reality show, Help, I'm Trapped with a Rock Star or something, where they had to go and do essentially like an apprentice type of thing with a rock star. And they sent these 4 or 5 20-somethings to this ranch. And then the guy pulls up on his ATV, and their boss for the week was going to be Ted Nugent. And you can see the looks on their face. They were like, who? I thought this was Help, I'm Being Held by a Rock Star show. This, I don't know who this guy is. Like, oh, you know from these songs. No, still don't know him. Still don't know him. I mean, these things only work when the reveal is like, wow. Antonio Brown. All right, good. Good for you. Good for Nick Cannon, too.
Yeah. Well, so you mentioned some of the future things for the Steelers. It begs a question. I heard Adam Jones asking last night of his listeners, who would you rather be going forward, the Patriots or the Steelers?
Ooh.
We'll discuss that coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub. This is the home of the Bruins. With the Bruins, Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub. And streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Rather be Patriots or Steelers going forward, roster wise?
Just roster.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, you can base it on everything. You can base it on who your coach is, which is a huge advantage for the Patriots.
Okay. Patriots.
But you can factor in whatever you want here. The real things that are coming into play.
You're kind of in the same.
Brady's future, Roethlisberger's future.
They're both about the same.
I'm not sure they are. Really? I think Roethlisberger's.
What's the time frame?
I think
2 years.
I think Roethlisberger.
I'll be Patriots.
Roethlisberger's younger, right?
But he's older.
But I feel like
he's more broken down.
He plays like he's older than Brady. I can tell you that.
You watch that Saints game, he could still freaking sling it, man. He could still throw it.
But he talks about retiring every year.
Well, because they allow him to, and that's that environment that's created there.
Well, then
they allow these guys to do that. You know, I mean, you allowed him with Gronkowski. Look how that year's went for him. It's a good question.
Would you call it a stable quarterback situation in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
I would not.
For the next couple of years?
You got Ben, you got Mason Rudolph they drafted?
Sure. Would you say 2 years? You want to make it for the next 2 years? You want to put a timeline on it?
So said 2 years. I don't know. I asked what the timeline was because that makes a difference.
I wouldn't go so
far. Who's the better coach 5 years from now? It's got to be Tomlin, right? Because Belichick's not going to be coaching.
Will still be around.
Well, that's my next question. Do you think it's a stable coaching situation in Pittsburgh?
Not really.
No, because I think it's getting to the point where shelf life starts, like the Marvin Lewis shelf life. Eventually, now it's time for, we're Cincinnati, we got to make the move, even though he's the second most tenured guy.
Shelf life. Marvin Lewis's shelf life was over years ago.
Like for Tomlin, once you get there, once you're there for 12 years, 13.
Marvin Lewis never won a playoff game. Tomlin's won 2 Super Bowls.
I know, Jim, but I'm just saying. If
1 Super Bowl? 1 Super Bowl.
1.
They missed the playoffs. They missed the playoffs again. Next year, I could see them getting fired. You missed the playoffs.
I could too.
If you're the head coach of the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers, where football's life there, and you missed the playoffs twice in a row.
All right, which roster is better, we should say? And a big part of that is quarterback, but.
And they got 2 good tight ends. They always have good receivers. Running backs are good.
They got some decent defensive players.
Their defensive linemen are damn good. You got Watt. You got Stephon. You got Tuitt. You got Hayward. Oh man, they got some talent.
Yeah,
they got the young kid Edmonds. They got Smith, the safety. They got
okay.
I think in a couple of years, Joe Hayden's
I think depending
play,
on how you frame it,
you it's
could,
close.
You could understand why someone would say, "I like the Steelers' talent better." And that includes Antonio Brown coming back and playing, assuming that happens.
Yeah, because they're not going to.
Assuming
eat
that, yeah,
they're not
no, eat I don't. I think they're unlikely space. To trade him.
Right.
I think the likely outcome is they sort things out and they get him back on the field. So that means you have Antonio Brown. That means you have Juju Smith-Schuster. It means you have James Conner, who had a good year. You know, I know that
yeah,
he was,
Washington, the other third receiver. I mean, they got talent.
You've got some talent, and you named all these defensive players.
Yeah, Jesse James. You got McDonald.
Here's what they've got over the Patriots. They've got better young talent.
Yeah.
That's what they have.
Yeah.
That's their advantage.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you're asking me the whole picture, I'm always going to pick the Patriots, Belichick, Brady, over what they have there.
That trumps that because the talent can be poisoned to an extent by the atmosphere there. I mean, you've already seen it.
Sure.
You've seen it right. We're watching it happen right now.
The circus,
now.
Right? Like, the yes. circus yeah. is part of why I wouldn't take them. Because I think, do they have the talent to be a playoff team this year?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Yes.
And they screwed it up for themselves.
They
because
let that Baltimore team.
They can't get out of their own way.
Man.
Which is a
couldn't
sign
finish.
Of some dysfunction there. And
they
that does
finish.
Go on the
yep.
coach.
Sure does.
So, yeah. I see why you would look at the roster. You'd look at some of those young guys defensively and say, well, I got some guys there who can play. They get some talent. It's a long way of saying, as much as we mock the Steelers and we enjoy the hell out of them having meltdowns with the diva receiver and all this week, the two teams are closer than you think.
It's you and them, man.
Again, they are.
Next year. Yep.
The Patriots might be the 2 seed and the Steelers might be out of the playoffs, but they're probably a lot closer than where they ended up at the end of the regular season.
It's your most attractive home game next year, Pittsburgh, here. That's a good one. Even over Cleveland and Chiefs, I take Pittsburgh. That's your marquee ticket next year.
No, I think that's my fair way of doing it. However, Jones last night, man, I just get a kick out of him.
Oh, he's so bad.
What do you think he said? What do you think?
Steelers.
Oh, it's the Steelers, not even close. Like, it's just so great. He had Arcand on his side and everything. It was awesome. I thought it was awesome.
The only thing I heard or saw from Jones last night was his tweet. Oh, Patrice Bergeron, best player in the league. Best two-way player in the league. No all-star? It's like, you ain't going to crap on Patrice Bergeron?
Like of all the guys.
Yeah, who missed like 20 games.
Crap on.
You're like, oh, I don't know. I thought he was the best player in the league. I'm saying, Bruins fans. I think he's the best player ever. This is what you want to watch.
You think Jones
so you
weighs.
Want to be. Who you want to aspire to.
Everything he weighs, 135 pounds what?
Jones?
Yeah, every time I see him, it's like he gets skinnier, like more more Gargamel-y, like he lives in some dungeon.
Well,
you know, eating cobwebs and bugs.
He's very trim. He's very trim.
Sit for the computer.
You can listen to Jones and disagree with everything that comes out of his mouth and still be wildly entertaining.
I mean, and still like
it's
him.
It's such an amazing trick and ability.
I did it the other
has.
Day because I was going into work Monday, but I forgot we were Gillette. And I'm like, I turned it on early in the morning. Boom, Jones on 6 a.m. That's it. I'm coming in. I'm punching you right in your face. He started with the negativity right away. Boom. And I said, he's like, oh, I'm going to punch me in the face. Well, I guess that won't happen since you're Gillette on a crossover. It's typical Jones.
It's like in The Usual Suspects, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he wasn't Adam Jones. That's
he's got everybody fooled.
Yeah. Al is in the car on Patriots Steelers. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's going on? You guys kind of almost stole the thunder for me real quick, but I'll just about the Steelers have a talent, but overall picture, I definitely will go with the Patriots for at least the next 2 years. If Brady stays healthy and this year, Bill Belichick kind of, like, let out the reins, and there was just like, oh, you guys want to have fun and do it your way? Okay. You know, miss OTAs and all that other good stuff and, you know, letting it ride. And far from them going all the way and winning the Super Bowl, Bill's going to come back and said, hey, we tried it your way. It didn't work. Now let's scorch the earth and go back to doing it my way, and then they should just be scorching the earth and taking everybody down with them because Bill's not going to let it slide another year after this.
A lot of earth being scorched.
Like the whole league is going to get scorched talking about like Bill's going to put down the reins, get everybody back on track, bar from injury, and then within like the next 2 years, they should just be back on top where everything should be the way it is. And then, you know, whatever happens to Brady after the next year or two, bar from, like I said, injuries, Pat should be way fine off than the Steelers, because like you said, the Steelers, they have the talent, but they get poisoned all the time. Something has to happen in the locker room. People got to talk, and then they shoot themselves in the foot. They can't get themselves out of their own way sometimes.
Okay, I'll appreciate the call. I have a hard time believing, though, that going to two more days of OTAs is going to make you a Super Bowl winning team.
No. But
that doesn't mean they shouldn't do it, and Bill shouldn't go back to sort of his standard operating procedures next year.
No, but
instead of taking field trips to Fenway to play cornhole.
Cornhole's a good game, though.
I mean, yeah, when you're outside in the backyard barbecuing, it is.
Oh.
The wiffle ball against the Green Monster.
Do cornhole on your own time.
But the Steelers thing is right. I mean, you've got a Le'Veon Bell who won't show up and play. You've got your top wide receiver who is demanding to be traded.
Yeah.
Is getting all pissy because they're handing out MVP awards when there's still a game to be played in the regular season.
Did you hear, by
it's
the way,
it's not a full-out mess, but it's on the waiting list.
Wow. We had a caller yesterday who called and said,
Zamboni's here. Zoe's checked out.
He called in and said, you know, you got to put some of the blame on the quarterback. This guy undercuts his coach at every turn. This guy gets out in front of every story before his coach talks. I saw a quote yesterday that Ben Roethlisberger got asked, did it hurt not having Le'Veon Bell this year? And he's like, well, yeah, of course it did. Yeah, no, we need, yeah, it did hurt, but you got to move on and all this. I'm like, really? Not having Le'Veon Bell was what did you win? James Conner was just fine. James Conner had a good year.
Yeah, but I think mentally they probably all assumed he's coming back week 8. And that's what they depended on. That was going to be their crutch, and he never showed up. And that's when about the point where Connor started to break down. All of a sudden, you don't
have
him.
They were 7-2-1, and they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They were 7-2-1.
They went in the tank after they found out Bell wasn't coming back.
I don't care who didn't come back. They were 7-2-1, didn't make the playoffs.
That's right. They overtook for a while there early in the year.
That's a team with real problems.
Mid-season, they were the top team in the AFC. You're right.
Yes. And they fell apart down the stretch because they didn't have Le'Veon Bell is why they fell apart?
Nope.
That's not why they fell
apart.
That is nothing.
Not after a 7-2-1 start. That's not the reason.
He's even letting me drive that.
The Zamboni?
It's not a game. Like, it's not a Bruins game.
Well, the best way to find out is to go down there and stand directly in front of it. But you have to, like, surprise them into asking. So jump right
out
in front of it.
See the edge cleaner around the boards?
Yeah, the brush.
Wow.
Jump right out in front of it when it's coming around.
So you don't get that build up against the boards. Nice.
You just want me to do that because you know it's not going to stop. It's just going to stop.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what? Does that have a second seat on it like they do at the Garden where someone rides in between period Zamboni ride? That's what you need to find out.
They need to paint that thing up. It's too plain.
Is she on a walkie-talkie while she's driving that thing?
Yeah, that doesn't seem safe.
Who's she talking to on that two-way?
No texting and driving.
Wow.
I don't know.
She's a pretty good driver.
As far as Zamboni drivers go?
Yeah.
So rank your top 6 Zamboni drivers.
I'm not going to say pretty good driver. You know it.
What are you going to say, Zoe? No, please.
Stop.
Go ahead.
No. Love our women listeners.
Yeah, finish the thought.
Shut up.
That's a one-seater. No, unless you want to sit on her lap.
I can stand on the back.
617-779-0985. Josh McDaniels, is he as hot a head coaching candidate as we thought he would be? I think that answer is no. We'll talk more about it next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Bruins are playing the Flames tonight at the TD Garden. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers on the call, as always, starting with the 6:30 pregame. Right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. David Pastrnak, the lone Bruin named to the All-Star team, and his first All-Star appearance now coming up. Celtics over the Timberwolves, 115-102 last night. Kyrie Irving out last night, dealing with those scratches to his eyes. So Terry Rozier started in his place and saw a big night from Gordon Hayward.
We all know he can play. You know, obviously, it sucks what happened last year, but we see the aggression in practice every day. We know what he's capable of. So he just went out there and played his game. He was aggressive. He made shots. We're not shocked at all. Just give him the ball.
By the way, for his part, Terry Rozier scored 16 points and had 5 assists last night. Hayward, 35 in the winning effort. And the Green will be home to take on the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow night. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's. When was the last time you baconated? Make today the day. Swing by Wendy's today and grab yourself a baconator. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Nope. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
iPad.
I like your new sunglasses, madam. Did you get those for Christmas, ma'am?
I did.
Amy, looking for those at home right now?
They're men's.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this bad boy up.
let's bring this bitch into the barn. Come on now.
What are these gloves? You got receiver gloves on today?
These are the, yeah, put your hand in it. These are the winter receiver
gloves. I'm good.
You can feel the, see, they're official.
I don't know where those hands have been.
Furry in there.
Oh, my.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, no wonder they're catching them one hand.
He's dropping anything with these suckers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Oh, man. So those are official? You can wear these?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are
allowed. These are actually lineman gloves, tight end gloves.
Aren't even receiver gloves?
Receiver ones, you actually...
No kidding.
When you put the receiver ones on...
No wonder why OBJ makes those one-handed grabs.
Receiver gloves, when you put them on, you actually got to grab your finger and pull them apart because they're so tactified.
It's like flypaper.
Yeah. They change them. They change them.
Where'd you steal these from?
I asked them for gloves last week because it was cold. I didn't have my gloves with me.
Edelman wears them so tight he can't even strap them. He can't strap the little Velcro.
Amendola gave a pair... My kid, he can't get his hand in. You have to, like, have two people hold him and put his... They want it so tight to where it's almost like it's surgical on there. So
yeah.
They get psycho about him. Then they change him every quarter.
Josh McDaniels is not as hot of a candidate for head coaching gigs as I thought he would be.
Yeah.
I bought in on everyone had forgiven him for his leaving the Colts at the altar. He's got one interview lined up, and he's turned down one other with the Bengals.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, you know, like 2 weeks ago, Schefter was, like, out in the forefront, like, there's... If you guys thought that McDaniels wouldn't get a chance again, you're crazy. There's going to be a lot of teams interested in the services. Unless they just
That. To this point, he's wrong.
I mean, I think part of it, too, is they know Josh is going to be picky about it. Like, should we even put ourselves out there that we're going to invite you in for an interview and you're going to decline it? Is there some of that out there? I think there might be. Like, you don't want to look stupid. Like, he made the Colts look stupid last year.
Is he making the Bengals look stupid? That's the team he turned down. He turned down the Bengals. He's taking the interview with the Packers. He turned down the Bengals.
I think there's so much respect for the Packers and organization that, you know, you look at that. You look at that environment that's created in Cincinnati. It's like you're going to have to go in there, and it's going to take you a while. Plus, who even knows if you want to coach up Andy Dalton at this point?
He's taking the Packers interview, even if he doesn't have any intention of.
No, I think it's taking the job. I think when you coach in the league and you play in the league, like. Even when we play Packers, you know, whether it's home or whether it's out there, you just watch Wade Belichick handles himself because it's Packer Week. You know, there's some sort of that aura with Lombardi and the frozen tundra, and it's something about playing at Lambeau. When you're out there and you walk around, it's like this is something special. This is like one of the lone chapels in the league to say, boy, if you're going to go and you're going to kneel down and pray, this is where you want to do it at. And there's something special about Green Bay coming out of there. I had a great experience out there playing and calling a game out there, and I just think the fans are great. Everything about the place is great. You know, it's just sort of small town. It's theirs.
But what if the Packers had Andy Dalton?
I don't think he takes the interview.
All right. So it's not about the job. It's about the quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, he's got Brady now. It's Brady and Rodgers, right?
I'm just looking down at the other teams that he's turned down.
Doesn't it feel like he wants it easy? He didn't want to take a challenge with the Colts, right? He's turned down a lot of other offers.
Well, I don't know if that's...
Is he waiting for the easiest possible scenario?
Say that shoulder never came around. Well, that contract, they're crippled there. There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? You can go out and draft a guy, develop him for 4 years?
Coach up a guy, yeah.
Coach up a guy.
A guy you've already coached before.
Oh, yeah, but we still got $20 million. We got to push over here for Andrew this year. Another $20 million here. as he continues to rehab and we hold our fingers crossed.
I'm just saying, it doesn't feel like he wants to go to the job where maybe it's going to be a little challenge. Maybe he wants to go to the perfect scenario. I mean,
would they win?
Which means, does he really want to leave, is my point.
Would they freaking win? Six games in Cleveland with that mess? Imagine you go there and you just clean up a little bit. Packers, you can easily get the nine.
The Packers definitely represent a better situation than the Colts, right?
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah.
Than last year's Colts, yeah. Not knowing sure.
Right.
Luck. Yep.
You can't take into consideration the way that the situation the Colts are in right now.
So can he tell the Packers no if they offer him the gig? And go back to the Patriots as an offensive coordinator?
I'd say no.
Do you want to be a head coach or not?
Right.
Because that's a pretty good setup. A lot of coaches who would love to have that opportunity, if he's going there, quarterback.
If he's going there and they offer him the job, you got to take it.
He's got to take it.
Or you're not going to be a head coach. Or you don't want to be a head coach.
Teams are going to start saying to themselves, why do we keep interviewing this guy?
Right.
I'm the Green Bay Packers. I have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
What do you want?
He's got a lot of tread on the tire still.
Yep.
And you don't want to take the job. Why? Why did you even interview? Why didn't you turn us down like you turned the Bengals down?
What if he can bring his own staff? Why are we wasting
Of course.
Yeah.
On the on-field staff?
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Do you think that's a concern?
No, I think some places it is, though. Like, what's your power? Tell me what my power is going to be here. How much hand am I going to have in picking people?
Like, I think the concern is, from a coaching perspective, how much say do I get over the roster? Right?
That's a big part of it.
That's a legitimate thing.
And it's his offense, right? But really, it's Aaron's offense. He's got to go there and sort of adapt Aaron. That's another part of the problem. I mean, I don't know, but it seems somewhat turnkey, right?
Brian Flores has four interviews, and McDaniels has one. We'll count another one if you want to count the Bengals. He's got two. Brian Flores is getting more attention than Josh McDaniels is.
Don't you feel like
Josh McDaniels has not gotten even a mention in Cleveland yet?
Don't you feel like the Flores interviews are the ones where, okay, we know if we're going to go after B-Flow, we're going to bring him in. He's going to have like a 4-year plan. It's going to be a slow process, but we're going to let him build it the way he wants to build it.
Sure.
It seems like McDaniels is more of interested in the quick fix. We're in a 1 or 2 year plan. I don't know why that is. Get defensive minded head coach. What's the situation at quarterback? All those interviews with Brian Flores, what's the quarterback situation at those teams? See, we thought it was perfect for Patricia last year. Oh, my God, you're a defensive-minded guy. All you got to do is take your drones, take your film, take your T-shirts and your backward hats, go in and coach up a defense because you have an offense that you don't need to touch. You already got a multi-million-dollar quarterback. You got a guy that's making $25 million a year. That guy's set. He's your franchise. Actually, he's a pretty good thrower. I like Stafford. I think he can throw. Now, is he a winner? Obviously, that's no. But the kid can throw, and I think he is tough enough to play in this league. But there's enough there where he's got enough games under his belt that you should be able to function offensively there. Dome team. You go out there and just play some defense,
for
man.
Some reason.
What the hell happened?
Brian Flores is going to have an interview on Monday, which blows my mind. The Patriots, by Monday, are in full preparation mode their game.
Yep.
They know who their
opponent
Sunday,
will be. Following Sunday, 105.
They may know their opponent as soon as Saturday. They may not know until Sunday. And now Brian Flores is going to be taking an interview on Monday. The off week is over on Monday. It's over at that point.
Yeah. You know who you're playing.
I find that
time
odd.
To go to work.
I find that to be really odd that they're allowing that to happen. Brian Flores with an interview, by the way, it's not like a half hour. Those things tend to go on for a number of hours.
Yeah. 4 to 8 hours, yeah.
Yeah,
and you need to prepare.
Long time.
He needs to prepare 4 different pitches for 4 different teams.
Right. What do you think he's doing right now?
And have a game plan done by Monday, right?
Well, that's the thing. You're in. It takes you. Yeah, I mean, there's some institutional knowledge of the Texans or whoever the hell you're going to be matched up with, and you got old film to go off of and old game plans. But
something's not
going to
get the attention it needs. Whatever that might be, it might be the interview or it might be the game plan. But something's not.
Something will suffer. I hope it's not the Patriots. I hope it's not their defensive plans. 617-779-0985.
That's a good point, man. It's a good point.
We're going to go to today's takeaways.
Huh.
We had a big announcement on the station today.
Sure did.
We'll explain and play it for you next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Most diabetic clients stop taking insulin by week 3. That would be type 2 diabetics. Others reduce or stop high blood pressure and other medications completely. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's get to the announcement we had earlier today, right at noon. Here on Zolak and Bertrand, an announcement not for our show, but for 98.5 The Sports Hub. We had Patriots President Jonathan Kraft with us.
24 years ago on Charles Lacquadera's Big Mattress Show, we went in and we announced that the Patriots were coming over to BCN, which became 98.5 The Sports Hub, and it's been an awesome partnership. I believe we were the first, maybe we were the second team to go FM, but we were the first or second team and to bring in that sort of rock station culture. And it's been an awesome partnership. And the Beasleys, who bought 98.5 a little over a year ago when they spun out of CBS, we've gotten to know them, and they're wonderful people. And I think they really appreciate what Boston's all about as a sports town and what an important station 98.5 is. And so we had a deal, our rights deal, which started 24 years ago, still had a couple of years to go, but we felt so comfortable with the Beasleys and Mary, who's taken over the station, Mary Mena, and all of you guys, that we've agreed to a long-term extension. So we're going to be on 98.5 for a long, long time to come.
All right, so there you go. Multi-year extension.
Sweet.
Long.
Long-term.
Long,
long
time.
Long, long time to come.
Long, long time.
Yep.
Long time.
I think it will. Do you think it will outlast Brady?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Belichick?
Yep.
Yep.
Wow, come on.
Yep. Long time. You heard him.
Long, long, long time. Long time.
He didn't use one long. He used two.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good news.
Long.
Long.
Don't ask me the years.
What's the other part of this that we want to play today?
Probably in reference to you and your facial hair.
Your facial hair? No.
No,
we already did that.
No, we already did that. You guys misheard him.
Yeah.
We did. All the part we want to play is about Brady.
Oh.
There was a bit of a pause. I don't know if my question's in there. I assume it is.
Now that 98.5, the Sports Hub, has received a long-term contract extension, I believe it's only natural to think Tom Brady is next, right?
Tom Brady is, listen, yeah. Look, Tom, I'm only hesitating because there aren't adjectives to describe how exceptional he is.
Of course.
And anybody who doubts that, anybody who doubts that is, doesn't understand things. Tom's under contract for next year, and I think hopefully people have seen that, there's a real understanding between all of us about how that situation is going to work into the future. And Tom, we're so lucky to have him as the quarterback and the leader of our football team. He was the MVP of the league last year, whatever, not that that matters. And I read something he said last week because someone asked him about statistics. He said, all I care about is wins. And that's why he's Tom Brady. And that's why you wouldn't want anybody else quarterbacking your football team.
It is interesting without putting a date on it or admitting to anything, but we all understand. We're all in this, and we sort of know what the deal is. He's telling you, I think they all have kind of an idea of what the plan is.
I think the quote was, all I care about is wins and my 1,000 yards rushing. I think that was the quote that he gave last week.
I liked it, though, when Jonathan.
Does he still have 1,000 yards?
When Jonathan was answering, and he said, yes, bit more. Yeah. Bit more.
So it's
yes,
boom, boom,
talk,
boom. Bit more.
It's a boom. Talk to me about future.
Yes.
Just pick out certain words when he is talking.
Yeah, but they're on the same page. They got a plan here.
Right. They're all thinking along the same ways about things.
But I was talking about the contract.
We're all talking about the same thing, aren't we?
He seems to indicate contract Don't worry about it.
He's under contract, but
don't worry about it.
We know the number. And
that was basically a don't worry about it. It'll be taken care of.
That's a high number.
That's how I took it.
Those high numbers are normally adjusted.
That's how I took it. How did you take it?
I took it as that number's not going to ride.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll get it figured out. They're on the same page. That's how I took it.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Godfather will take
it. Now he's the Godfather?
Nah. The other guy.
Who?
The big guy. Robert.
Oh.
Robert, take care of it. I'll get it done.
I just took it to mean that they were all on the same page.
They are.
Yeah.
It seems like that. I mean, I said that as the thing's winding down the other day, too, that last game. He's got the helmet off. He's arms across. He's talking with Bill. And it's a casual conversation. I've seen him another moment. It seems like the stuff's in the rearview mirror. There was some stuff. It seems like it's in the rearview mirror with everybody. That's a good thing.
So no Wickersham story this January?
I don't think it's dropping.
He was working on another one.
We were waiting on it.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
Must have run out of info. Enough to fill.
Some of us have stole his paper.
10,000 words.
Where's my paper and my pledge pin? It's gone. Yeah.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Bert Breer in studio with us for 2 hours right out of the gate.
That's
10 a.m.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
We'll be talking about Wild Card Weekend and the matchups from the weekend that we will all be watching. Great weekend.
Bert's real big on Gase going to the Jets, too. We'll get some good stuff on that.
Zoe wants to rail on Bert for loving Adam Gase.
Yep.
And plenty of time for that tomorrow.
We're going to have RJ Bell tomorrow.
Yes, we are. 1 o'clock. He'll tell you how to bet the weekend.
I believe he will advise.
That's square.
If you have, winnings from the season, to bet them all during the playoffs, or if you have losses that you've incurred during the season,
double down.
You make it all back starting this week.
Red or black.
I think that's
red or black.
We got to find out if he won the Super Contest.
It's got to be listed on his Twitter feed, doesn't it?
You don't think this thing would have been. If he won the Super Contest,
we would have known.
Yeah, we got first call on that one. Hey, guys, you're not talking about my Super Contest I won. Yeah. Take that money downtown.
He tweets a lot. He does.
We're going to do our picks, too. We got our picks.
Yeah, the football card.
Ooh, when's the national championship game? What night is that? Sunday?
Monday night.
Okay. But we'll get RJ's take on that one. He should have something on that.
Mm. He might.
He usually does with the
He's
Collins.
More of a pro guy.
Yeah, I know. He said that.
So RJ tomorrow, football card tomorrow, Bert Breer tomorrow. Am I missing anybody?
I think so.
Fake promos.
Let's get our first pick. Fake promos of the new year going.
He had an interesting tweet about the Super Contest picks with a warning. Those picks were not the picks that he bet. Rather, those were picks engineered to fade what they expected the leader to pick.
You know what that is? That's like a Casper. That's a Casper on vacation.
So they're trying to be a contrarian picker to try and gain ground.
Makes
sense.
Yes.
Interesting. We'll talk to him about that tomorrow. Felger and Maz are next.
Real shy. Square.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.